UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Breaking news, Johnny Juzang transferring from Kentucky.
What?
And James Strebel.
Are you serious? Why? Oh, my gosh. What in the world? Why? What is the point? What was the point of that season then?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we have some Chris Mack sound. We can get to that. We got a bunch of sound. We also have the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. That is coming up. At about 5:25 today, we are locked and loaded. We'll talk some more basketball. We'll get back into the Dwayne Ledford stuff because that's still, to me, such a major story. We'll talk about that as we go today. Perrin Johnson joining us. PJ, you good with that?
Hey, Perrin. Yeah, absolutely.
Say hello to Perrin.
Hello, Perrin. How are
Perrin
you?
Perrin Johnson joins us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you guys doing? Staying warm?
We're fine. Yeah, we're inside. We're not doing the show outside. No, so we're good. We're good.
Even though it's not bad today.
It's nice out.
Yeah, it's very nice out. Nice and sunny.
Well, it's nice and sunny, just in case you've been in a cave, Perrin, all day. There you go. Perrin's been out and about. Did you ever go to the station and find the tent that you were looking for?
I did, but the covers were all, like, janky and
shredded.
Stuff like that. So,
probably shredded. Well, I can tell you what happened. Probably a couple years ago, three football seasons ago, there was perhaps an intoxicated Andy Sweeney, along with John Salzman, along with Spencer Keatsman, along with anyone else, Drew Diener
around.
And so we just threw that sucker together. It was torn and tattered, probably got beat up in the rain, and we just threw it in Bob's office.
There it is.
Because Bob didn't go in his office for 2 years in a row. So
there you go. I thought Bob's office was a museum. A bobblehead doll.
Yeah. And now Pat's in there, just by himself in a cavern of sound and sadness. So anyway,
as he has his red stapler, I think he'll be all right.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So Perrin with us, just want to pick your brain. I know you're on every Monday with Drew, but things happen throughout the week, and giving you a shot to talk about it here. Louisville with the loss to Miami. Then they turn around and lose to Florida State, who's good. They got grown men. We know that. What are your biggest worries? I did numbers yesterday, Perrin. Shooting-wise, they've really come down outside of Jalen Withers and Carly Jones over the last couple games. And I know Chris Mack's been asked about that. What sort of things do you put as, top priority that Louisville fans need to be worried about and they need to get fixed, like right now? They need to get fixed for tomorrow.
Well, the one thing that's always going to be a problem no matter how much work we put in right now, I feel like it's rebounding. We're always going to have to do a better job of rebounding the basketball because we're smaller. Now, you got to give them credit so far because they've done a great job with rebounding the ball. This past game that they played against Florida State was the only conference game that they were out-rebounded. So they're finding ways to rebound even though they don't have a lot of size. But at the end of the day, I don't think anybody thought they were going to beat Florida State. I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
I talked to Rummage and Maben. They'll say they never said that, but they said that to me.
No, they admitted it. They admitted it. No, they were very open that they were extremely worried about that game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Rummage. Hey, listen, Rummage did well on that game. I won't expose it too much, but let's put it this way, PJ. He really felt that Florida State was going to win the game.
Yes.
And they did. It was free money.
Yeah. And then the way they beat us, they really handled us. So, right now you say to yourself, you worry about Louisville playing teams that have really athletic wings and size. And they played against a team like that in Kentucky. Kentucky has athletic wings, they have size, and they found a way to grit themselves to a win. Now, if you ask me, Drew gave me crap early in the year when I said I'm not worried about Duke, I'm more worried about Florida State. Well, he's like, I don't know about that. Well, that's because he hasn't watched Duke yet. Duke's not really impressive this year. I mean, they got the Goldwire kid there. They got the Jack White kid. They got some other kids.
Is it Matthew Hurt or is it Jack White, or are you getting the white basketball players mixed up, Perrin? Is that what happened?
The Goldwire kid, he's team light skin, so he's technically not.
I know him. I know Goldwire's still there. I mean, Jack White, is he still there, or did you mean Matthew Hurt? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I think it might be Matthew Hurt.
Yeah, that's what kind of look alike. Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
They got the same cut.
They had the exact same cut. I understand your confusion. I just want you to know that there was confusion. Yes.
I've watched all the Duke games we played against them, and I saw Jack White the other day jumped on by Malik. So
yeah.
That's why Jack White came up to me. But I tell you what, their guards aren't great off the bounce, and Duke's not a high-octane scoring offense. They normally have better guards than people in other circumstances. They don't have that this year. You look at the wings they've had in the past, Cam Reddish. They've had, obviously the Barrett kid and Zion. They don't have those guys this year. They got a bunch of guys that Coach K got together, and they're solid, but they're nothing sexy or nothing to worry about. Louisville should win this game. Louisville should win this game tomorrow.
And if they don't, do you think the discussion is full panic? Are you panicked if they don't win the game tomorrow?
I'm not panicked, but, you should win the games you're supposed to win. Mm-hmm. You played against Wisconsin. They've got better guards, and you took a drumming. And then you played against, obviously, Miami's good. The Wong kid's a stud. He's probably going to be a first-round pick.
But you were supposed to win that game. You were supposed to limp to a bad night. Limp to a 3-4-point win, and you escape, and everyone just sees the win, and they don't know that it was a really close game. Yeah, you got to win that game. Right. The Miami game's the bad one.
Because at the end of the day, the Wong kid was going to get his no matter what, whether you won or lost that game. But they rode the wave, and they let him go off a little too much. This game, it's all about containment and keeping the ball in front of you. And I just think that the pack line defense has really got to show itself, because a lot of people have been questioning it the other day because Florida State just was running downhill and getting all in the lane at all times, mm-hmm. doing whatever they wanted to at Louisville. So now the question is, can you contain the ball, and can David Johnson get back to the scoring ways he had before the Miami game? The Miami game, he had a bad performance, and the Florida State, he didn't have the greatest performance either. So now can him and Carly Jones get the offense going again and be the players that we've seen them play?
Perrin Johnson with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. It is The Take here on this Friday mixtape coming up at about 5:25. Chris Mack has lamented recently, Perrin, the last, I would say, 3-4 press conferences again today, youth, and he's used inexperience. And obviously that's not the case with David Johnson, even though he's not going to be a senior in college, obviously. That's not the case with Carly Jones. Samuel Williamson, I wouldn't call him, young or inexperienced, but you do have a ton of guys who, for the first time, are playing a lot, and so now they've got 12 games of tape, right? Now teams can play them different. How do you think they're trying to deal with that, because I think you're starting to see some of that happen. Quinn Slezinski, maybe Nickelberry's been back for 5 or 6 games. When they get more tape and then you have youth, that's what I think Chris Mack's actually talking about.
No, he's right on the head with that. So when you look at the guys, Josh Nickelberry, in the short times that you see, he hasn't taken a lot of twos. He's taken a ton of threes, which means to me as a coach, if I'm and shoot guy. So as soon as he catches the ball, I'm making him make a play off the bounce. Yeah. Carly Jones is a guy that can score the ball all over the court. He can shoot it, he can take you off the bounce and score, and he can distribute as well, because we've seen him have 5 assists or more in a ton of games this year. So for me, when I'm watching them play right now, I try to contain Carly off the dribble. Mm-hmm. I probably blitz him hard on pick and rolls.
Sell out for him.
So now for him, it's just about containment, because, he's going to have the ball in his hands a ton. So you're not going to win those opportunities. You just want him to work hard. So the reason why I say when you want him to work hard is, if you really work a guy really hard in the first half, in the beginning of the second half, you want to take his legs away from him so at the end of the game, he doesn't have the legs to finish on a jump shot, to finish going to the hole, get the lift he normally has. You're going to wear him down because you're not going to stop him because he's going to get the ball too much. If I'm guarding David Johnson, I know David's been shooting a great percentage from three, but David hasn't been taking a ton of threes. So if I'm guarding David, my goal is just to keep David out of the paint and force him to shoot. But David Johnson's not going to beat you with the shots. And it goes back to what you said, Andy. People have more game film now, so now they're adjusting. Normally people adjust right before conference play, but because of COVID and everything, you know, practicing enough, they don't have enough game full footage to see guys out right completely. Now, with that being said, Jalen Withers doesn't have a ton of experience.
He's been good, though.
He doesn't have a ton of experience. Those guys are just getting a lot of game experience this year. So that's what Chris Mack is referring to. Those guys are having to play more basketball, and they're not counted on offensive score. So if you are a coach and an opposing coach watching Louisville play, you want to force the ball in those guys' hands and make those guys be playmakers because they've never been playmakers in the first place.
All right, so Perrin's with us. Perrin Johnson. I don't even know your Twitter. Isn't it like Perrin Johnson 37 or something? What's your Twitter avatar?
I should know. My name. Yeah,
okay.
I keep it original.
I don't know why you
had many Perrins out there.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. You're able to do that. Grossman, let's quickly get a legal ID in here at the top of the hour on the Take on a Friday. Go ahead. Oh, Grossman.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfurt.
Okay, Perrin, we need you to help Grossman here. Are you ready for this? He's moving.
Yes, I'm ready.
He's moving slow today. He got all hot and bothered because Indiana beat Iowa. And then he did a IU postgame show late last night, and then he probably got home. He crushed some White Castle. I don't know what he did. Ate some pizza, played 2K until 3 in the morning, and you're slow today. You're groggy today. Grossman, you're off your game today, which is fine, but you're off your game. It also scares me to death for the mixtape coming up at 525, but that's a different story.
I'll have everything together for the mixtape.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, this guy, Perrin, can't handle a big win. I mean, his team beats Fran McCaffrey, and he comes in the next day, and he's groggy. What's going on?
Hey, I can't believe it, Andy. It's kind of funny. Isn't he, like, 23? Grossman, aren't you 23? Like, 23?
Yeah. I'm fine. I feel fine.
I get with the program, man. You're a little slow, man. You're a little slow out the gates, man.
Well, we did this yesterday, and we have not done a good job today. 437-9680. Things that Jack Grossman doesn't know. He didn't know who Pam Anderson was. He had no idea. Yeah, he didn't know who. What were the funny ones?
The funny
he
ones
had
were
yesterday?
Garth Brooks.
He didn't know who Garth Brooks was. Is
Pam Anderson?
Mean, okay, now Pam Anderson, I can understand because the reason why is she was popular when I was a kid, and then when the sex tape came out with Tommy Lee and all that stuff, that was kind of a little after by the time Grossman was born. Like, Baywatch wasn't even a thing. He thinks Zac Efron was in the original Baywatch with The Rock, probably. So that makes sense.
What about Charles Manson? That was the Charles Manson was the other one that we were all stunned that he didn't know who Charles Manson
Charles
is.
Manson. Yeah. Charles bleeping Manson.
But you know what, though? Our parents, Andy, you know, and Strebel, our parents, like, they grew up when Charles Manson did all the crazy crap. Like, we didn't grow up on that stuff. It was. Yeah. That girl doesn't know who Charles Manson is. Like that, I understand it, but I still think he shouldn't.
He should know.
He should know.
He should know. Yeah. Yeah.
The pop culture, So has he watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, I have not.
Okay, I was going to say, because if you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there's no way in hell that movie made sense if you don't know Charles Manson.
That's a great point, yeah.
just quickly, and Perrin Johnson with us, the cries for Malik Williams, hey, he needs to come back. We haven't talked a lot about that because Louisville's been winning. Now they're not winning. They need another big. They need experience. And we know those things. I mean, who knows if Malik comes back once he is back. Integrating him into the lineup is another difficult thing to do in this COVID year. Have you noticed that as well, that the yearning to get Malik Williams back is something, is that what this team really needs, I guess? I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen him in a while, and we've never seen Charles Midland play, so it's hard for me to analyze him. He's played 1 minute.
You know, it's funny you say that because we sit back and we look at all these guys, and let's say Malik comes back. There's no guarantee Malik's going to be in shape, which he's not, and that's going to take another 3 weeks. You're putting him at the end of mid-February, end of February, And so by the time Malik's going to be able to play and he's going to be in condition, you've kind of already had a set lineup as a coach. So now the question is, how good is Malik going to come back off a foot injury, foot surgery, and how is he going to be able to play? Is he going to be in game shape? He's not going to be in game shape. How is he going to develop a rhythm with being out of shape? That's going to be a hard thing. And does that mess with the continuity of the team? And we still haven't seen Charles Midland. So we don't even know what he's going to be right now. So I think Louisville fans, I know some of them are frustrated, some of them are happy. When you look at the two key guys that you're missing, a fifth-year senior that you anticipated playing a major role, and then you also have Malik Williams, a senior who's a very vocal guy and helps the defense be a part of your team, those guys aren't a part of your team. The fact that your record is what it is right now, we should be very grateful and understand that we should not be as good as we are per record based on the amount of talent that we are missing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree. Now, are you going to the game on Saturday? Have you been to a game this year? Do you get into a suite, or what's going on?
This year, I enjoy watching things from home. Yeah. You know, I can flip back and forth. COVID's kind of made me lazy.
I get
everything I need on Friday, and I just don't leave the house.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Between games that I do want to watch and don't want to watch or don't need to watch, I'll pop on an episode of Sopranos sometime.
What's the wine this weekend?
What is the wine this weekend of choice? There is a guy named Orrin Swift, David Finney and Orrin Swift. They have this collection, and they have this California red blend. It's called Machete.
Ooh.
And the lady on front of the bottle, she's on a white Cadillac. It's a black lady on a white Cadillac with an afro. And it is a 93-91 pointer. It's terrific. It's bold California red. And the Cadillac that the girl is on the bottle, that guy that owns the Cadillac is from Louisville and owns like a ton of old, awesome cars in California. So
how about
that?
There you go.
So it's about $45 a bottle. I'm going to treat myself this weekend because I've had a good work week.
Well, there you go.
And your worlds are colliding. Louisville, California.
Yeah,
everything's
look at that.
Together.
With the Perrin Johnson worlds.
Yeah,
how about that?
It all works together. I'm just worried. Is Grossman still there? Is he still going to keep picking up the pace? Is he still dressed?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Keep it up, kid. We need you.
He's here.
Yeah, we do.
Perrin, my friend, take care. We'll talk with you. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, definitely. Strieble, go Cats, right?
Yeah, we'll try, Perrin. I'll be drinking a lot of Woodford tonight and tomorrow the Cats. So that's my drinking choice.
You participate in all that. Make sure you hydrate.
Yeah, he's gonna be liquored up, battling Louisville fans over Dwayne Ledford here in about 3.5 hours. I have a feeling.
Probably
got to be the bad guy.
That's right. I guess I'll be the bad guy. Yeah.
Take care, Perrin. We'll see you
later,
Perrin.
See y'all. Yep.
All right, there we go. Perrin Johnson with us here. Good stuff on ESPN. Being Louisville. There
absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely. One of the things that I was, you know, just to carry on the conversation, I mean, Chris Mack did talk about Charles Midland today.
He did. He wants to get him in the game.
Exactly. Do you feel like with the performances of some of his bigs, Dre Davis, you know, in particular, J.J. Trainer coming off the bench really not producing? I mean, really all he's got is Jalen Withers right now. Do you think that he's finally, it's like, I might have to force Charles Midland in because I need another productive big?
I think they want to play Charles Midland, and I think I think this is the time. Like, I tell you what, I haven't seen enough of Duke, but everyone tells me they stink.
Yeah, so they're 5-4.
So it's one of those things. Like, I'm with you. It's like, if you win, you should win. If you don't, like, how are you not going to panic? That's going to be a long post-game show, Grossman. Oof.
Oh, what, is that Rummage?
Rummage has it.
I think it's Rummage.
I don't have it because it's at the same time as Bellarmine.
It's the same time as Bellarmine basketball.
Well,
how about that?
Who's doing the Louisville game or the Louisville post-game?
It's a great question.
The guy said they're working it out on our Zoom.
Yeah, there we go.
Nick said they'd work it out, but I haven't heard from either of them.
I know the bullpen is short right now.
You know what?
So
I might have to make a text during the break there.
Yeah, make sure.
Speaking of Nick Valvano, he said you guys split a pizza.
Yes.
He says he ate more than you did, and you might be mad. I think that's
fine.
Okay.
Oh.
What'd you guys split?
Stuffed crust, chicken and onion.
Nice.
Chicken and onion. That's an interesting combo there.
That may have been why I was late on the ID.
There we go.
Now we're finding out.
What were you doing? Wiping the grease off your hands, or were you running back into the other room to get some refills?
I had a plate, so I was just taking the last bite, the last couple bites.
of the two slices of pizza I
ate. I love you. I just need you to know that right now. I mean,
well, you're living through him because you don't eat, because you don't eat anymore.
No, I want to be crushing pizza with cream too. I want to be eating some chicken and onion stuffed crust
what
pizza.
What was it that he got? You got a big cheesesteak.
Barry's cheesesteak.
You got the Barry cheesesteak. And you ate it in front of Strebel, and he was like getting ready to kill you.
Yeah.
He's eating. I forget. Strebel was eating like.
I wasn't eating anything.
Like one chicken nugget.
No. That was the day where you ordered the Mount Fuji, but then they never.
Oh, yeah. Then they canceled my order.
They canceled the order because it took too long.
Because it took too long. Yeah. And so he's sitting there eating this Barry's cheesecake, looked delicious, smelled great, just crushing it.
What took too long?
Mount Fuji closed early. I ordered from Mount Fuji.
Okay.
And I was going to have it. Like brought down to the studio, like, oh, we can't bring your food. They closed early today.
Yeah, I guess Strebel couldn't walk the 200 feet.
Well, I was watching the game. Watching the game because I couldn't get up and leave. I was watching Kentucky.
You phone it in.
Game.
You get up 10 minutes late and you run down there.
I didn't, you know.
Oh Lord, you guys are gonna pause the TV for 3 seconds. What game was it?
Jack, was it a football game or a basketball?
No, it was a football game.
No, it was the
Moorhead State game.
No, I think it was the. It was either Vanderbilt. I think it was the Vanderbilt game.
Vanderbilt, Kentucky football game.
No, basketball.
No, what? Because that's a night game. Was it the Louisville, Kentucky basketball game?
No, it wasn't that. Because Process brought canes in.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he did. Except for me. I didn't order any canes. Yeah, Process. Every time I go, they're all eating this delicious food, and it smells good, but I'm not hungry for it. Like, I can't eat it. But you got Ints, you got Cream, which we can't do this anymore, and we got Process just crushing all this food.
No,
and I'm just sitting
can't.
There drinking a Focus or a Busch Light. That's my life. And they're all like, do you want some of this, Strebel?
No,
I can't have it. Thank you.
You got a tummy tuck.
No.
That's what you got, right? It was a tummy tuck.
It's always got the eight things of B-Dub's wings.
Yeah, he leaves it all over the studio.
You want some of this? I was like, no, Ince, I don't. I can't eat it. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Texas says, did you guys hear Pat ask the question about Charles Mindland? His phone kind of went out.
Oh.
Or he was in the studio, so the internet was bad.
Well,
Grossman, do you want to play that real quick? You want to play that real quick? Go ahead.
Pat? Hey, Coach. It's been about 9-10 days since Charles Mindland's debut against Wake, and like 1 minute. But since then, in practice, has Charles made any progress at all? Starting to get a little bit more comfortable. Where do you think he's at right now?
Oh man!
And Mac already doesn't like Pat. That's what everyone thinks. I don't know if it's true or not. If he knows who it is,
at least.
But they go to Pat. Kenny Klein says his name, and they use here.
Charles Mindland, 6 weeks. At least Matt gave him an answer and didn't just go, a lot of missed shots or we'll try to play him. At least he gave Pat an answer this time instead of the one-liner.
He did. Texas says, does Jack know who Alf is?
Oh, wow, that's a great one.
Alf?
Yes,
I'm going to take that as a no.
No, that is a no.
Texas says, Strebel tried to door dash from next door. My God.
I did.
That's embarrassing, dude.
Well, I didn't want to get up and leave.
Dude, I didn't know you did that. That's embarrassing.
I did do that. I didn't want to get up.
It's literally next door.
I know.
You literally go during a TV timeout and you're back before it comes back.
That's one of the most ridiculous things, now that I think about it, I've ever heard.
I did.
Cerebral,
I had a job to do.
Oh, don't give me that. That might work with your wife. That ain't working here. A job to do. Kentucky Vandy football.
I had to watch every second of the game.
You can pause it.
Well, Ents would complain.
Oh, Ents always complains. That's all he does is complain.
That's a great point. That's a valid point.
Ents Shapiro. Texas says, whatever you do, don't take Locke's pizza or Papadilla. Yeah, I think that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Texter Nickelberry doesn't belong on the court.
Wow.
Grossman, I need to hear that again. Can I hear that terrible audio? I need to hear Kenny Klein say, okay, Pat, already worried about what Pat's going to ask and, to enrage Chris Mack. And then all he hears is our crappy internet. Our crappy internet takes it from there.
Yes.
Kenny Klein introduces Pat, and our internet takes it from there. Play it again.
Pat. Hey, Coach. It's been about 9-10 days since Charles Mindland's debut against Wake. And like 1 minute. But since then, in practice, has Charles made any progress at all? Starting to get a little bit more comfortable. Where do you think he's at right now?
Ooh. just the very beginning, Pat, and then the that's what I want.
I am a cyborg.
Play it again.
Pat.
Oh, play it again.
Pat.
Play it.
Hey, Kurt.
Oh,
he's just sitting in the office.
That makes my skin crawl.
No, he's just sitting
that
in the
makes
office.
My skin crawl. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm surprised Kenny Klein didn't go, it's not coming through.
He had to be. Kenny had to be right on the edge of ejecting there.
There's no doubt about it. He had the finger on the button to hang him up. Hang up on him. Absolutely.
100%.
We'll get back to you in a minute, Pat. Check your connection.
Louisville Duke, we got to get to some of this sound. We'll do so next. Thank you to Perrin Johnson joining us mixtape here at about 5:25 here on The Take on a Friday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Cart, where's the Crunch Zone piece on this? Where's the
Crunch
Zone piece?
The Crunch Zone hasn't released a fresh article.
Is he a Louisville man?
3 weeks.
And James Strebel.
We're in quarantine mode.
I'm in quarantine mode. I've been blogging up a storm. I've been blogging more than I have in a year.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, reminder, Louisville basketball back in action. Join Maven, Marcus Maven, your boy, for the pregame show beginning at 3 o'clock tomorrow on all stations, ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Then immediately after the game, it's the U of L Health postgame show with Steve Rummage around 6 o'clock, and that's going to be only right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. That's because we'll have some Bellarmine basketball, Stetson and Bellarmine over on 93.9 The Ville. I apologize. I know you don't like this, Grossman, but I'm sorry. Grossman cannot be happy with me right now for this.
Why? What?
For what?
Well, he would rather be on the postgame show tomorrow.
Oh.
So he could talk.
Gotcha.
I mean, one, yes, but two, I also get it. So I'm not really mad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
You're on just about every other one. It's fine.
Plus, you had a whole show to yourself last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
You got all those tapes.
How long
out.
Did you go into the night?
I went pretty close to a full hour.
There you go.
Right,
I think
nice.
I think got on around 11:06, 11:07. I got out like 12:05.
Texas says, ask Jack if he knows who Tommy Hilfiger is.
Yes, the clothing brand.
He knows clothes. That's his profession. He knows clothes.
Texas says, does he know who Colin Powell is?
Oh.
You modulate a little bit. Can you say it one more time?
Colin Powell.
No.
Oh, wow. That's a biggie, Jack. You should know who Colin Powell is.
Texas says, I fully expect Pat to be on mute next call. He's a little Sullivan.
you know what I did take joy in today is on Maven and Rummage, when Steve finally decided to talk about Dwayne Ledford. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this, but I was the one who alerted Steve to the Dwayne Ledford news before everybody else.
Yeah,
I broke it to him.
What kind of a DB move is this that bad news happens to U of L and you send it? Now, Mitch does this to you a lot.
He does it to me a lot.
But he's a troll, so you're trolling Rummage.
I wasn't trolling,
Or is
no.
this a friendly thing
it
that you're doing?
It was a friendly thing.
Yeah, but you're being a DB.
No,
I've been mad at Mitch over this before.
Look,
when something's happened to the Browns or to Kentucky, you get all upset when Mitch trolls you, and then this is a bad thing that happened to U of L with not only Ponce Della Ponce leaving, but Dwayne Ledford, and he finds out through you?
All I said was, you and Maven will be busy today, and I sent the tweet about the Falcons expected to hire the OC, Dwayne Ledford.
Gotcha.
That's all I did.
How many minutes was this after the tweet was sent out?
Like 3.
Okay, so you trolled him. Yeah.
No, I thought it was. I wasn't trying to be mean.
No, you sent it to him.
Yeah. As like just a point of conversation.
To break the news to
you
him.
You trolled him, Treble.
Yeah.
No,
you trolled. Thank you.
I thought
you did. There's nothing wrong with that, but you did.
I thought he might have seen it, and I was just like, this is a point of conversation. I was sitting there in the mechanic shop waiting for him to come back and give me some information about timetables and all these other things. And I was like, I saw it come up. I was like, oh, wow, Rummage is about to go on in like 15, 20 minutes. So I sent it to him. I was like, you and Maven will be busy today. That was it. I wasn't trying to be mean. That was all.
Even if you weren't trying to, it was trolling.
Fine. I'm a troll. Trolling under the bridge. That's what I am. That's where I belong, under a bridge.
You don't think you were trolling?
I really don't.
You know that that's crushing news to many Louisville fans.
But I didn't
know,
like,
it is.
It wasn't like I sent it to him. If I had like a group text and I sent it to him and Blankenbaker and Ethan Moore and like, ha, 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 that would be trolling. I just sent it to Rummage as a point of conversation.
It's a different type of trolling.
Okay.
It's a little bit more of a subtle
troll.
Not as douchey, but it is trolling.
I really wasn't trying. I wasn't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to like dance on Rummage's grave.
I mean, 3 minutes after, you know, he's driving into the office with his big truck that, you know, he wasn't going to see it. I mean, would you think he wasn't going to see it? It happened happened at like 9:30 in the morning. You think they were going to go 30 minutes and go on the air at, you know, 10:05 without seeing it?
I was just trying to talk to Rummage. I was curious his reaction. It wasn't great.
I mean, you know his reaction.
Yeah,
he
wasn't happy.
Texas says a sea of trolls.
I like that.
Texas says, you guys hit on this yesterday. Does Jack know who Lorena Bobbitt is? Did you ever look that up?
Did you research it?
No, I did not research that one. My dad sent me who Colin Powell is, though.
Colin.
Colin Powell, yeah.
Now do you kind of feel like you should have known who that is?
Yeah, he just got.
I'm scared with your dad listening. I wonder what he thinks of this.
What does he think of this?
This is a profession that he is a professional out in the community, known in the community.
Yeah.
And you know, we just expose Ethan Grossman and then his other son. We're just asking him basic questions that he doesn't know. And we're not trying to embarrass you, but we ended up embarrassing you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my mom gets more angry, especially with the stuff with Ethan. My mom was really mad about the stuff with Ethan.
Oh, yeah. I was in the studio that day when all that went
down.
That
wasn't me, though. That was you guys.
That was process. That was all process.
That was you in the process.
Yes. Yeah,
my mom had nothing to do with me.
My mom still hates the process because of that.
What's the lines he said, Jack? I don't like that process.
It was. I don't like that process, guy. He's mean. He doesn't treat Ethan right. I'm like, oh god.
I don't like that. That process, guy.
That was.
By the way, Texas Tech quarterback Alan Bowman's going to transfer. That has to be a guy. I mean, he stunk.
Yeah,
he stunk. There you go.
Total QBR of 60 in 19 games.
Finish your statement. Sorry,
Jack.
Hello.
Finish my statement. That
yeah,
was,
you were
that
talking. I interrupted you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I mean, Colin Powell. He's the guy that I literally saw his name today because I saw that he became the first black Secretary of Defense, and I completely forgot his name 2 hours later.
Texas says, "Does Jack know what Napster is?"
No.
Really? Did you ever see the movie The Social Network?
Yes.
Well, they talk about Napster and The Social Network.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, yeah, I remember that now.
Texter says, does Jack know what LimeWire is?
Ooh.
I've never used it. I have heard of it.
Oh, man, you download that LimeWire, that BearShare, to take long to get all these viruses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to download some corn songs.
It was great.
In the late 90s,
yeah,
early
2000s. That's exactly what it was.
I want Freak on a Leash downloaded free. So you download LimeWire. And then you
that's
get
exactly
all these
right.
all these viruses.
That's exactly right.
Your computer
right.
crashes, you're done.
We got to hit on Dante Allen stabbing BBN in the heart.
Yes, we do. I texted you
and
this
Grossman,
earlier.
And
Grossman,
you got to get some sound, too. But so Dante Allen, now I need to find the actual quote.
It was Joel Justice speaking
to the
media today.
Well,
yes,
hang
on.
I have a Joel Justice clip on Dante Allen.
Oh, you do?
Is this the one that I'm looking for? I have no idea.
I think so. Process cut it.
Oh.
Well, it could be anything.
I agree with your mother that you cannot trust the process.
Yeah, I mean, this could be Joel Justice talking about.
I definitely told him to cut that one. It's labeled as on Dante Allen coming off the bench.
Okay. Well,
okay,
that might
there
be
we
it.
Go. All right, go ahead and play it. Joel Justice.
We talked about getting Dante some more minutes, maybe playing through some mistakes, and then brought him off the bench. But, you know, he comes to coach yesterday and says, maybe I feel better coming off the bench.
And then BJ Boston
this needs to be said.
Yeah.
You big blue bums. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
You.
Big blue bones.
Just whining about Dante Allen. He starts him. He doesn't do a damn thing.
He was bad.
And then supposedly he goes to coach and says, I'll come off the bench.
Yeah.
That right there is just a spear right in the gut.
It is. And then as I feel like, does anyone want to start? Because then after Joel Justice, B.J. Boston speaks to the media, and you know what he says? You know, I like coming off the bench, too. I like it because I can see the game. And it was all, you know, bluster. But when it's like, no one wants to start. Nobody really wants to play. Everyone's just kind of like, well, yeah, I don't know, coach. I don't know what you want to do with me.
Do you believe that he went to Cal and was like, I need to come off the
bench? No, 100% not. But
Jack, do you believe it?
No, no chance. Okay.
No, there's no chance. Because now Cal, he saw the tape. He saw the evidence. He's like, I gave you what you want. Now he's back to the bench. Congratulations, BBN, and me too. And I pointed that out when I retweeted the quote. I pointed out, I was like, look, I've been a part of this. I understand why it's happening, but Dante Allen did. Hey, everyone, start Dante Allen. And now Cal's like saying, oh, well, really? Is this what you want? Well, your own guy, the guy that you all were yelling at me about and screaming at me and calling me names on Twitter and saying I need to be fired, and you want Chris Beard and you want Nate Oates, the guy that you all planted your flag in, he wants to come off the bench. So now attack Dante Allen. If you're mad, go after him because he wants to come off the bench. What's your pivot now, fans? I'm telling you. Kentucky basketball is exhausting. It's soul-sucking, exhausting, blech. It just sucks. And I got to watch this game tomorrow, and I'll be sitting in my kid's room with the equipment, sad, drinking Busch Lights, and talking about B.J. Boston going 3 of 17 or whatever it is, and then Olivier Saar fouling out with 12 minutes left in the game.
But I thought B.J. turned the corner, James.
We'll see. I don't know who turns any corners, Jack. I don't know what's happening. One game, B.J. Boston scores 18. Well, then Dante Allen scores 23. And then the next game, they combine for 7 points. I don't know anymore.
437-9680. Does Cree know who Dick Cheney is?
Yes, former vice president.
Good.
I'm shocked.
I am too.
Put it up as a Bet Rivers Twitter poll. Do you believe Dante Allen went to Calipari and said he wanted to come off the bench?
I mean,
I got a lot going on. While I'm checking the text line.
Yeah, and I'm screaming.
You're screaming.
Yeah.
I mean, Mitch, what do you want? Mitch, do you want to call in? Well, no, he texted me personally, so I don't know what to do right now.
What?
He goes, Rummage is being, he goes, Round Daddy's being a bum.
What did I do, Mitch? Oh, he's mad because I sent Rummage the link to the tweet. That's what it is. Why are you mad at that? But you do it to me every day, Mitch. Every day I'll be happy. I'll be in a good mood. I'll be hanging out at home, maybe drinking a beer, or maybe I'm at school teaching about evolution or whatever it is I do. And here comes Mitch flying in our group text.
Hey,
Strebel, guess what? Cal quit today.
Cal missed another recruit.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski has super COVID. I don't know. I mean, all this stuff. Why am I a bum, Mitch?
Texter says, Crean sounds like a Muppet. Texter says, personally, I think that Allen wants to come off the bench is a lie. Texter says, frequent Alicia's caller Emily's ringtone on Strebel's phone.
No,
sorry.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Texter says, does Crean know who Ron Jeremy is?
No.
Well.
I don't have any follow-up. That's it.
No, yeah. No. He doesn't know. I'm still trying to figure out what Mitch's beef is. What's your beef, Mitch?
I don't know. He said he had takes today, but he felt terrible.
He said this is the worst he's felt so far.
But he said he had takes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he would have a take that would be different than anything we said today.
Yeah.
I would imagine not.
I can't. I mean, Mitch is in Lachlan McClain territory right now. He's got all these takes.
Oh, you see my DM to Lock. I've sent a couple to him.
Yeah.
From Ledford left. I said it ain't over yet.
Yeah.
I sent him that. This quiet. Nothing.
Crickets McClain.
Crickets
back.
McClain.
Yeah. But if it was if Big Dog had left, you and I would be dealing with a chain of texts from Lachlan McClain.
Oh, absolutely.
McClain. Just burning down. It's terrible. But Louisville. Oh, I can't say a word.
Texas says Crean kind of looks like a young Cheney.
No, he doesn't. I don't know what a young Dick Cheney looks like, but I can't imagine it's like Crean.
This one's an absolutely no, but Crean, I want you to go find these and watch all of these, and I think you will find them very humorous, okay? Does Crean know who Tom Green is?
No.
Oh.
That's not shocking.
It's not shocking, but that was some funny stuff.
No, you absolutely. He didn't know yesterday what Jackass was.
Right. Johnny didn't know Johnny Knoxville. So, yeah,
go look up the Tom Green show.
That's good.
And it's just stupid.
It's stupidity.
It's just stupid.
Wow, that was right up my alley.
It's so stupid.
The mid-late 90s were great for stupidity because you had Tom Green and Jackass coexisting together. It was fantastic. It was good, clean fun. Well, it wasn't clean fun, but it was good fun.
No, it wasn't clean
fun. No, it wasn't clean fun. Not at all.
Texas says Norman Schwarzkopf.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw him speak one time.
Did you really?
100%. 100%.
Jack, do you know who that is?
No.
Where did you see Norman Schwarzkopf speak?
I was at like a college function. Yeah, like
oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
I saw Regis. I interviewed Jerry West.
Wow, look at you!
How about that?
Some heavy hitters there. Jerry West, Regis,
Cal Ripken. That was right in the middle of all the steroid stuff.
Oh yeah, the great days of baseball. Can we give them steroids again? I mean, at least with steroids.
Oh, stop it. Please, with this tire
take.
Crane,
I like steroids.
You know what? Crane doesn't want to hear it, and neither do I.
Okay,
you want
that's
your
fine.
Baseball. The
Just
last thing
fine.
I need.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the last thing I need, thank you, for July Radio Crane, just having to get that take in there. The last thing I need is a baseball steroids discussion, especially
right.
coming from a guy who doesn't know anything. Like, Crane doesn't know anything about music. You know less about baseball.
That might be a fair statement.
Oh, I feel like we could give you the – everyone but Mike Trout, in a few different Chicago Cubs. I feel like you know nobody. You didn't know Gleyber Torres.
I didn't. No, I didn't know who
you know who Justin Verlander is.
Yeah, I know Jason
okay.
Pitcher.
Okay. Yeah.
You know who Garrett
Married
Cole
to,
is.
Kate Upton.
That's why you know him.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
the Kate Upton.
Treble, yeah, do you know who Garrett Cole is?
No.
That one probably hurt Andy.
No, I think we've been through this with him
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I really don't.
He doesn't know any.
There's a handful of baseball players that I know.
I don't know if it's a small handful.
Just name as many as you can right now.
Joey Votto, Chris Bryant.
I knew Chris Bryant would be on your list.
Mike Trout. Justin Verlander. Oh gosh. The really good batter for the Yankees. I know who that is.
There's a lot
he
of
said
them.
It. No, he said his name. Like the oh, gosh, what is his name? He's young and. He's real buff.
The one I just said?
No. No, the other guy, the young guy they got from I don't know.
You don't even know where he came from.
I don't know where he came from.
So you don't
He's a young guy for the Yankees and he hits bombs.
Stanton.
Yeah.
That's who you're thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Stanton's not
yeah,
young.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't thinking of Stanton.
Is there another one?
Young.
Don't they have another one, too?
Judge is I think.
Ah, Judge. Yes,
do
Judge.
They, do the Yankees. Well, the answer to that is DJ LeMahieu. That's the answer.
Does the shortstop for the Red Sox still play?
Mitch
Pedroia.
Mitch is up right now. He's up right now.
Is he mad? How mad is
no,
he?
No, Round Daddy's a bum,
yeah.
Followed by a picture of Grossman's face, which isn't flattering, that we've all taken in a Zoom.
I love that.
Crean on a Zoom, like, lays back in some recliner.
Yeah, his face.
And he looks majestic.
Yeah.
Why is Strieble naming all white baseball players? I mean, he led with Joey Votto.
I don't know.
Busty one.
I don't know baseball.
Does Crean know what Real World is?
No.
Oh,
wow.
It's a show that everyone, like my age, Strieble's age, Perrin, we all wanted to be on this show. You went for like 3 months and you lived
with strangers.
With strangers, and there was always like hookups in a hot tub.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted to go like hook up in a hot
tub. Well, it started off as like serious television. Like when the first like 3 seasons of The Real World was like a social experiment about all this stuff. Then it turned into just put a bunch of hot people in a house together
and see what
and
happens.
Just see what happens.
So it got the Hollywood effect.
It got the Hollywood effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the first like 3 seasons, like pretty much everyone's like kind of regular looking, like just regular people,
right?
And then they all got hot, and it was like because they knew it was like this is
there
what
there wasn't
going to
be
watch.
Some fat guy in the hot tub,
right? It was all going to be muscular guys, and they all wanted to go out and drink and fight everybody. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know about The Real World, Jack. I mean, that's pretty contemporary.
No, I've never heard that.
Texas says, let Grossman watch Tom Green drinking straight from a cow's udder.
Oh, that was great.
Sounds like something I'd enjoy. That's so gross.
Tom Green was great. He took his fame And he actually married a very popular actress at the time.
For a little while,
yeah. Drew Barrymore.
He knows who Drew, yes. You know who Drew Barrymore is.
Okay,
right?
He married Drew Barrymore. They weren't married long.
No.
But he made, that's a guy that maximized his popularity. He maximized it. A lot of people waste it. Tom Green maximizes popularity and married a starlet. Hats off to you, Tom Green.
I don't know if she's a starlet.
She was at the time.
Starlet?
Oh, yeah, the time she was in Charlie's Angels. I mean, she never been kissed, but she was huge in the mid-90s and the late early 2000s when he married her. Absolutely, yeah.
I guess I just never considered her a starlet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Drew Barrymore was, she was it.
Have you ever heard of Boys to Men?
Heard of it, never seen her, heard it, but I have heard, yes.
There you go. Does Jack know what the mad real world is?
No.
Taxer says, I bet Strebel thought Puck was cool.
No, I didn't think Puck was cool. They kicked him off the show. He was an a-hole. No one liked Puck. He's like a bike messenger.
This is the second day in a row we've got to 4:45 and have been talking about just utter stupidity.
Nonsense.
We'll get into in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get Dwayne Ledford talk that's
Sports.
Out there. But your boy Dante Allen stabbed you right in
he
the
did.
Heart.
He did. Stabbed BBN right in the heart. And, they're
and,
deflated.
And no one's saying anything. BBN's like, there's like, I don't know. I heard Rum and Jamaican mocked it a little bit.
They did mock it a little bit. I mean,
we need some sound, too, by the way, if you don't mind.
BBN. BBN's as quiet as some of these Louisville Twitter accounts about Dwayne Ledford. There's a few Louisville Twitter accounts that haven't said a word.
I mean, Ennis is hurt, but like he'll easily get over it. I'm worried about what was that?
What was that? Was that a ghost?
I don't know. Was that a ghost?
What was that?
Was that a ghost?
I don't know. Nothing happened. We've just been sitting here.
It's weird.
Is there a ghost in the equipment?
The aliens listening in?
I mean, I'm a little worried about Jody. I'm a little
He's the one that I was referring to.
Yeah, I'm a little
I'm
a little worried about him. I don't know who else though.
Ennis and Jody were my top two.
I'm worried about Ennis too.
I am
worried about Ennis.
That's his guy. He hadn't battled much. I normally he'll kind of go out and battle on things like this. He's been kind of quiet about it. I'm interested to see what his take is on this. He's got to be sad. That's his guy. He was happy that he wished him happy birthday.
You're so interested in Mark Ennis's take. You're never going to know it. You're going to go back on the podcast
I'll text
and check
him.
It out.
I'll text
You'll
him text later
him.
And ask
there
him.
You go.
See, I didn't send that tweet to Ennis. Now, that would have been trolling because I know this Ennis's guy. I just sent it to Rummage.
Oh, I sent it right to him.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
What is his response?
And then I always have a couple buddies that send it to me. Don't worry. I mean, I was sending and receiving that Dwayne Ledford had left, 15 times.
I'm sure.
You don't worry. All this is happening while I got a rapid test, which I
need. Well, you did a story.
I need to tell the story. So I got a rat list. I'm not trying to kill our healthcare system here, even though it's terrible. So I've had both the PCR and I already had this scheduled.
Right.
And so I was like, it's free. I might as well just keep it. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, they barely swab you swab your own nose. So I'm already like, it's, I need to jam it up there in there a little further. You can save all of that for the mixtape. But anyway, so we do that.
Right.
It wasn't 15 minutes, but it was, maybe 30, maybe a half an hour after I get the call. And she says, I have your results.
Yeah.
It's like the moment where you're like, okay.
You're kind of nervous.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you're kind of nervous.
It's like I'm in my car. I'm like, okay, here we go. I have your results. And I go, okay. And she goes, but I need to ask you a few questions first.
Oh, no.
It's like Chris Chris Hansen throwing to break during The Bachelor.
God.
I mean, it is. And she goes, well, let me ask you a few questions.
No.
And I start laughing because at that point, it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like date of birth. And so I guess it's so.
They're confirming who you are.
Yeah. But they only ask for like date of birth. That would be easy to have of
right.
mine. Okay.
Right.
Date of birth. And then it's like, are you allergic to medicine? It's
what?
Like, it's yeah, it's like, are you taking this? And I'm like, wait a minute. Like I'm already thinking, huh.
I might have it because he's asking me about medicine.
And then she just goes, after like five questions, and I'm like, with each one, I'm like, there's another question. I'm like, another question.
This is making me anxious.
Yeah, and there was like six or seven, so eventually she goes, okay, well,
Oh, my gosh.
She goes, okay, well. You tested negative.
My skin's crawling. Yeah, my skin is crawling.
And I was like laughing this whole time. Like, that's fantastic.
I would have been a mess. I would have been like, no, what? Give me my results. I want to know my results. Quit trying to beat around the bush. Am I positive or negative? What's going on? I don't like that. Ooh. I would have had to have bourbon after that, man. It makes me uncomfortable. It's like, give me my results. Don't ask me the questions. The worst one is, what kind of medicine are you allergic to? She's like, what kind of medicine? Does that mean I need to take medicine because I have COVID? What are you telling me right now?
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I'm like, wait a minute. There's no medicine for COVID.
There's not.
It's vaccine. There's no medicine for COVID.
Is there anything I don't know, but I'm just – I don't like that. Anything about that.
Well, why are you outdoing me and being worked up?
Because
I should be the one worked up.
I know,
not
but
you.
Just the story. Like, I can imagine, because if that would have happened to me, I would have been a wreck. I would have been a mess.
I wasn't a wreck. I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what to. Yeah, I know. Texter says Strebel is the puck of 680.
No, I'm not.
Texter says Grossman will never know how hard it is to say goodbye.
End of the road.
Texter says every time I've been listening to Ennis today, he's talking NFL. I don't know if he's talked Ledford.
Well, that's a good pivot.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, playoffs are Sunday.
He's hyped up for his Bucks.
That's right. Championship Sunday. Antonio Brown's out. Just so everyone knows.
He is.
He is out. No Antonio Brown for the Bucks.
Texter says, Jack's never heard, get out of here before I cut some bacon off your back.
Oh, wow.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know where that's from. I know he doesn't know.
No, I don't.
You never seen the Chappelle Show?
I've seen a couple episodes, but not that one. Apparently.
I figured you'd like that. I figured that would be up your alley.
I mean, Kareem, what?
I've enjoyed it.
Is it just 2K?
Never...
Is that all it is? Is 2K?
It's South Park.
And crap college basketball. You're watching Canisius and Presbyterian at 7 o'clock on a Thursday for no reason.
Get out of here, Marcus. Make it off your back. I'm
trying to make love over here.
Yeah.
Stupid show.
It's a great show.
Oh,
Chappelle has COVID.
I am just so happy that Dante Allen stabbed you in the heart. I can't. What do you think's next with Kentucky? Honestly,
I don't know.
What stupid thing are they going to do or say next? I can't wait.
Someone's just going to leave the team. That's what's next. Just walk away.
I think that's fantastic.
Someone's just going to be like, you know what? Peace out. I'm done. I'm
minus 150 odds for that person being Cameron Fletcher.
I don't know if he's even on the bench over there.
I don't know.
I haven't paid attention to see at all if Cameron Fletcher's over there.
No, he must be. I mean, well, there's a lot of talk about Terrence Clark and whether it's a legit injury now. I mean, who's talking about that? It was an anonymous NBA exec.
Okay.
I know you
Where?
From.
Why didn't you send this to me? We could have used this as content.
I can find it.
The only thing, you'll love this, Grossman, well, quickly, because we need to take a break.
Okay.
Mixtape coming up in about 35 minutes here on ESPN 680 1057. You have an issue with Nick Roush.
No, not an issue, but he had a podcast. Yeah.
And we'll take it away. Did you listen to this podcast?
No, I read the report on the podcast.
I knew it. I knew you didn't listen. I knew the answer would be no to that.
So
Nick Roush put together a podcast.
With Quentin Bohanna. Yes.
Okay, you did not listen.
No.
But you still clicked on KSR to get the link.
I read the quotes.
So you went to KSR.
I did go to KSR.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I saw it retweeted. And I was like, what's this about? So I went on there, and of course it's Quentin Bohanna saying that Louisville's not a real rival, and that even though Kentucky finished
4-6.
Well, yeah. 4-6 in the SEC.
Right.
That, you know, no matter what, this is still a big-time SEC program, and that people need to realize that.
Okay.
That was the main thing, and it was the same thing.
Yeah, like, what people need to realize that?
I don't know. That was the question.
Like Paul Feinbaum or who?
I don't know.
Tony Vannetti?
It was still another example of Kentucky football not being able to be humbled by anything going on around them.
Ever since I pointed this out to you, you can only see it now.
I can only see this. You're exactly right. It's all I see. I see all these tweets and these articles and Freddie Maggard and all these people sending things out about Kentucky has the best quarterback in the East. They need to win the SEC East. They're a step above Florida now. Well, all of a sudden, like, we still don't get it.
Have you read a Freddie Baggard article?
No, I just see the tweets, and I see the articles. I don't read them. I just see the titles of them.
I don't know if you know this. He consumes no one else's media, yet ask everyone to consume his media.
I consume 680, 93.9 media.
Thank you.
I do. I listen to all the post-game shows.
Oh, man.
And he listens to Maybe and Rummage once a week.
I do listen to Maybe and Rummage.
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while.
You were off today.
I was off today, so I listened to Maybe and Rummage.
Feeling good today?
Well, I was feeling good until I got the results of the mechanic. You know,
Water pump, $800.
$800, boom.
Did Did you drink that bourbon last night?
I only had one glass.
Only one glass of the Woodford tonight. It's going to be on.
Tonight's
right?
It's on. Oh, tonight it's on. Tonight it's Woodford, and I don't know what else is happening, but that's number one on the list. I'm going to eat dinner. I got to wait at least an hour before I can drink again. I'll eat some dinner, wait an hour, pop the cork, and I'm done.
98 degrees, Jack.
No.
LFO.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Wow, don't know the light, funky ones?
He knows L-E-O.
Yep.
Oh, who tried to steal that? Louisville?
Yeah,
did they
Louisville.
Try to steal it?
Yep.
They tried to steal Leo?
What is it? What is it? You retweeted
it,
this, Jack.
It was T-E-O was the
trust
thing.
Each other.
Yeah, oh, yes, it was please. Trust each other.
Trust each other.
The football program or the basketball program?
Football.
Oh, God.
Trust, right.
Trust each
trust.
Other. Yeah, Satterfield, yeah, yeah, Mr. Yeah. Trust. Yeah, real trustworthy.
And that was
trust
20,
each other.
24
I don't
hours.
I trust you as far as I can throw Jack Grossman, Satterfield. No one trust each other. Bro, you're lying to your AD. You're taking midnight visits in Bowling Green with South Carolina. Trust each other? Trust each other. Get the hell out of here with that. And Little Bears, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dwayne Ledford just left. Oh, well, trust each other. Oh,
they can't do T-E-O because everyone knows Indiana because of their last season.
It's a ripoff.
Everyone knows L-E-O.
Exactly.
Like ESPN's doing pieces, so it's like that is known. They can't do T-E-O.
What Brainiac Louisville person sat around was like, well, it
God,
worked
how
for,
do we forget
it
that?
It worked for Tom Allen. Maybe it'll work with Sat and the fans. It'll bring them back together. It'll bring it back together.
If anyone on these stations here does TEO,
it's
gonna
happen.
We're going at them. I don't care if it's Diener. I don't care if it's Blankenspreader. I don't care who the hell it is. We're going at them. You ready? I don't care. I don't care if it's Biscuit. We've already went at him.
You did Rummage.
Maven Rummage. Doesn't,
all of them.
Ennis, Vanetti, doesn't matter.
I think Rummage
doesn't matter.
Is this close to being done. I think
Rummage
he's
is,
close.
He's bubbling with unhappiness.
He is. You heard it in his voice today. He's this close. I think there's one if Court Dennison, which I don't think is gonna happen, but if Court Dennison in 2 weeks says I'm out, I think Rummage is done. I think he's full on,
oh, come on.
Tennessee train. I do. Even though they're
Court
worse.
Dennison.
Yeah.
Court Dennison is
Court
the
Dennison.
Is what's between
he's,
Tennessee, his fandom and him really.
He's the Uber recruiter.
Why?
Because he's like the last really good coach, assistant coach. That they all love, it's besides Brian Brown, but they all love Court Dennison because they think he can get recruits, he can't get quarterbacks, but they think he's this badass recruiter. I think if he left, I think it'd be full panic mode. Full panic mode.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only if Sad starts hiring family members to get assistant jobs.
Well,
what if he
how
did?
Are his kids?
What if he did?
That's
well, they're
question.
Not. We know how old they are. They're
I have
in high
no
school.
Idea.
Yes, you do.
Are they in college? I don't know.
Oh, stop.
High school or college? I don't know anything about his family. I know his wife's name's Beth. That's it. I don't know
no,
how many
remember
kids he has.
He had the son that has the good hair, who had the hockey hair.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know how old he was.
Yeah, but they were in high school.
Okay.
They stayed back someone. Remember,
oh,
they went to high school.
Yeah, they stayed
now
in
college.
Boone.
Yeah.
That's right. Now they're in college. They stayed in Boone. He moved away. And they stayed. He couldn't have them go to Louisville high schools. You don't have to stay at Boone. You know.
Oh, stop it! What? You do that. That's a nice parenting thing. The guy's been there his
okay.
whole his
that's,
whole what?
If that's fine.
If you're damn no, I disagree with you on this. One.
Okay.
If Kellen was a senior at a high school here,
I'm not leaving my kid in a different city. I don't care how old he is. He's coming with the family. I'm not leaving a kid in. I'm not living a separate life for my child. Unless it's like if I had a choice, it's like it's a choice. Like
oh,
either
man.
You know, no, you need to come with the family. It's a family. It's not well, you just stay hours away in another city where I don't know what you're doing or anything going
really?
On.
You're
yeah.
strong about that.
No, I would not. I would not. No, hell no. They've got to come with the family. That's the way it is,
Jack. Yeah, but what if they have you know they have other family
Sheeple,
members?
Well, maybe he just trusts his son more to do the right thing than
yeah,
you do.
Trust. Yeah,
he,
trust.
No, but
more.
I think
they got a place here. And I think Beth was mostly living there. I think your boy Scat was having a lockapalooza.
I'm telling you. I mean,
and then they would all come in town. It's not a long drive, and they'd be you know back and forth for just one school year.
No.
You're adamant against this.
I am adamant
this.
Against this. No, you keep the family together. Absolutely.
I think if it's just for 1 year, is that really worth pulling the kid out of high school, making him find a
yeah.
new friend group?
It's a year
stuff?
Away. I don't want to be a year away from my family.
It's not even, well, you're not. You're going to see him all the time.
No, it's not the same. It's not the
it's
same.
It's not the same.
It's not
I
the same at all. Absolutely not. I would not do that. No. No.
Maybe that's why he's so giddy to get back to the Carolinas.
Yeah, it's exactly right. He left everything, came to Louisville's like, I don't know about this. Carolina's beautiful.
You guys are firing at the hip, not saying anything. I'm sorry. Both of you aren't saying anything.
I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, so Grossman went to high school here.
Yeah.
I don't know, Grossman, how many friends you had in high school. That's not trying to make fun of you. I'm saying I don't know what your roots are.
Contrary to popular beliefs, I did have friends in high school.
No. Here's what I'm saying. Some people hang on to the high school years way more than others. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
I understand.
So I didn't know if Grossman just cared about his high school years at the time.
Right.
That, you know, if his dad got a job somewhere, mom got a job somewhere, mm-hmm. that Grossman maybe would stay with another family member for the if Kellen stayed with your parents, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's not that
they stay with your parents. He's out back. He's roasting eaters.
I would not have wanted to move. I would have tried to not go with wherever my 100%. Mom or dad would have been getting a new job at. I would have
100%.
Especially if it was just for my senior year, I would have tried like hell to stay in Louisville.
100%.
Okay, that's fine.
Thanksgiving breaks and weekends and visits and FaceTime and everything else. He's fine.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
He is adamant against this.
I'm not leaving the family. If my wife got another job in Chicago.
Right, Chicago.
And City she was like, Capone. It's only 5 hours away, 4.5 hours away. We'll see each other on the weekends or when I'm off. No, I'm not doing that. I'm moving with her. Or if I get a job somewhere else, she's moving with me. We're not doing the split up and you know, we'll see each other here and there and whatever. No.
Boy, the text line.
That's fine. They can crush
no,
all they want.
No, we got to take a break. If I start reading these, oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're all family therapists and experts, too. I'm sure every single one of them know the ins and outs of my family and our relationships.
Here's the beauty of me and Grossman. We don't have any of these, we're just sitting back just, like, judging everybody. Yeah. We're judging Streeple.
Which is fine, which is what, you know.
Text her, shut up, round daddy. Text her, wow, Jamie is a bad dad. He would tear his kid's life up in his senior year of high school.
Yeah, tear his life up. Because, you know, I'm sure right now that you're sitting at home and like, man, you know, I've talked to every single person I ever went to high school with. I'm still talk to all my teachers, and if you do, that's sad because you hadn't been able to move on since high school, so you're probably a lame-o with a chain wallet on your belt and you wear Affliction shirts and you live in the past. Man, I was a badass at linebacker at PRP High School. Bleep you.
Jack, what do we need to do with commercials? What do we need to do?
We desperately need to go to a break.
Oh, wow, it's 5. Okay.
Man, oh, man, some of these on here.
I'm sure.
Taxer Strebel will one day have empty nest syndrome.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I love my kids. Yeah.
How dare you. quick break, 5 o'clock hour next.